Elena Archibald is the Extension and Office Manager of the Peace Country Beef and Forage Association. She joins us on the line today. Elena, thank you very much for joining us. Today we talk the Northern Women in Ag Summit coming up on January the 19th in Fairview. That's a little bit of an icebreaker. Please comment on the fact that this pretty big event is happening.
It is, yeah. We're really excited. This is the first time we're doing it. Women's roles in agriculture have really historically been overlooked despite their contributions to the industry, and so we're really looking forward to giving thanks to these hardworking women and welcoming them to a luxurious and educational experience.
With it being the first time here, Elena, what is the biggest thing that that organizers are hoping that will happen during this? I'm calling it a summit, but is it a summit? Is it a conference? What's up?
We're calling it the Northern Women in Agriculture Conference. And I think it's just going to be a really great opportunity for women to come together from different avenues of agriculture. We have some people who maybe just grow a garden in their backyard in town to people who farm commercially. And it's going to be really educational for everybody. We're hoping to get lots of good feedback and keep it happening every year.
And we also hope that a few of the events that are happening within the conference are getting some good feedback as well. What is being discussed at the conference?
Absolutely, yeah. So this is going to be an all-day event at the Dunvegan Inn and Suites in Fairview on January 19th. It's starting at 10 a.m. with a comprehensive and informative day of honor. We're really hoping to just have people leave the event feeling like they were inspired and appreciated. So we're going to be covering a wide range of topics, including small-scale farming, product marketing, funding opportunities, and personal stories of inspiration, as well as business management strategies. So we're going to have four relatable female speakers from various fields in agriculture, and they're going to come together to share their insights and experiences while providing valuable knowledge to help other women succeed in the agriculture industry. In addition to these four speakers, participants will have the opportunity to take part in one of two breakout workshops. The first one being the Ladies Calving Clinic, which is in partnership with Northwestern Polytechnic here in Fairview. And the second workshop is an in-house small-scale farming and product marketing workshop with one of our keynote speakers, Brittany Jacob of Burnt River Ranch. And in the background of all this awesome stuff going on, there's also going to be a curated female-focused booth there, two catered meals, and lots of engaging networking opportunities.
You have a theme of a conference to remember. Sounds like with all these events within the event, it is going to be a conference to remember, is it?
Yeah, I think so. It's going to be a jam-packed full day. As I said, we're starting at 10 a.m. and we'll be wrapping up at about 7 p.m. So it's going to be lots of different opportunities for lots of different people.
Elena, you mentioned Brittany Jacob as one of the keynote speakers. Who else is speaking at the conference?
Yeah, so we also have Danny Girard from Farm Credit Canada. So Farm Credit Canada is our main sponsor of this event, but Danny's going to be coming out from the Solaire branch, and she's going to be presenting on different grant and funding opportunities for female farmers. And then we also have Dr. Krista Harder from the Dawson Creek Vet Clinic. She's going to be speaking about balancing her life, both owning and managing the Dawson Creek Vet Clinic, as well as her own ranch and her family. And then our fourth speaker is Bethana Al-Maktari. She actually is a colleague of mine here at Peace Country Beef and Forage, and she is an immigrant from Yemen. And so she's going to be speaking about her experiences immigrating to Canada and getting involved in agriculture.
You mentioned this is an event to celebrate the women in the agriculture industry, and you mentioned this is the first time. Another event that happens here during the months of April and May is the Women in the North Conference that happened here in the Peace Region. Is there a possibility that there could be a joint effort between the PCBFA and the organizers of the Women in the North Conference?
That actually came up in passing in a conversation recently at an event that I was at in Fairview. So we are looking to add maybe an agricultural piece to that event. And actually, that event in itself is one that I have been to, and it's serving as a bit of an inspiration for the creation of this event.
Registration. I know it's, you know, everybody's getting towards Christmas and everybody has got holidays on their mind, but if we wish to participate in this, where can we sign up?
Yeah, absolutely. So tickets are available online or through a PCBFA representative such as myself, and they will not be available at the door. So pre-purchasing of tickets is required, and they're available on a first-come, first-served basis. Ticket sales started on December 5th, and they're available online through a link on our website, peacecountrybeef.ca. And we wanted to get them out early, a little bit earlier than normal, because it's perfect time for stocking stuffers for the lucky lady or ladies in your life.
Well, there you go. How much are you looking forward to this event?
Oh, I can't wait. This is one of my little passion projects. As a woman in ag myself, I'm really excited to be able to give back to the people that have helped me get started.
I have to ask, is Millet the cat going to be present?
She is not. I fear for everybody if we bring her. Millet looks very innocent, but she is not. She earns her keep at the research farm eating all the mice. She does very well for us.
We definitely look forward to the event that's happening in January, but rats, we get to miss Millet, that's for sure. But we are definitely looking forward to it, and I really appreciate this. Elena Archibald is the Extension and Office Manager of the Peace Country Beef and Forage Association. Elena, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.